You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
Last week, I had to go to the dentist. I had to get two teeth removed that were causing me much grief and pain. And one of them was a wisdom tooth. And just to let you know, I haven't been to the dentist in many, many years. Probably 20. As I was sitting in the waiting area, I began to realise I'm actually in a time of transition. I've left home, but I'm not yet in the dentist's chair. I'm waiting in that time of transition. I'm waiting for the pain to go and the relief to come, but I'm not quite there yet. And as I was sitting there in the waiting room, I was trying to focus on something else besides the drilling noises that I could hear and the stories that I had been told. And as I went into the dentist's chair, let me tell you, I sucked that happy guess for all it was worth. In fact, I don't think there's any left now in that dentist place. And I can let you know that it all went well and I'm no longer in pain. But you know, that's where we find the children of Israel. In a time of transition, in Exodus 14, they have come into a time of transition. When we see the children of Israel, they have left Egypt and on their way to the land that God has promised them. The children of Israel had been living in Egypt for a really long time and they had become slaves to the Egyptians. And they cried out to God, "God, we don't want to live like this anymore. We can't live under this slavery. We can't live under this hardship anymore." And they cried out to God. They poured out their hearts to God. And guess what? He listened to their cries. He listened to what they had to say. So he got alongside Moses and said, "Moses, I want you to lead my children out of Egypt. I want you to lead them into the promised land that I have for them. I don't want them to live in slavery and fear and bondage anymore. I want them to go to the place that I have for them, a promised land where they can live in freedom and hope." So eventually Pharaoh lets the children of Israel go. And now they're finally on their way and they come before the Red Sea. And in Exodus 14, verses 1 and 2, it says this: "Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 'Speak to the children of Israel that they turn and camp before Phereth, between Migdal and the sea opposite Baal Zephon. You shall camp before it by the sea.'" The children of Israel, Moses, are now in a time of transition. They were no longer in Egypt, which was point A, but they weren't quite yet in the promised land, which was point B. They were in transition. And the dictionary meaning for the transition says it like this: the children of Israel were in a period of changing from one state or condition to another. They had just left Egypt. The promised land is before them, but they're not quite there. How about us today? Does some of you feel right now that you are in a time of transition? There may be things that God is wanting you to be free from in 2021. Things that may have held you back. Things that have tied you to the past. Things that haven't given you a future or a hope. You know, it could be just simple things like communicating to one another in a positive way in our relationships. It might be, for example, just learning to say what you really think rather than being fearful to share. Or it could be that you are someone that is very positive and confident in communicating what you share, but it's the way that you say it to other people. It may be that you are learning new practices of relating to others, like your family, your friends, and your workmates. For example, actually being happy when you see people. It may be just learning to make better choices in 2021. There may be things that God has promised you, promises that you haven't seen yet. It may have to do with your calling. It may have to do with relationships. It may have to do with your job. It may be to do with seeing a loved one or a family member saved, or a friend that you've been praying for a long time to see saved. As you move towards them, As you move towards what God has in store for you, what God has planned and purposed for your life, you may find yourself in a time of transition. Left what you have known and moving towards. Let me encourage you, moving towards, not staying still, but moving towards what God has for you. Leaving behind old reactions and moving towards healthy reactions. Leaving behind old ways of speaking, for example, put downs, as I would say in childcare, and moving towards being encouraging instead with your words. Leaving behind old habits like being late and moving towards being on time, not speaking to anyone but myself. You know, for what God has called us to do, it may mean putting in new practices in 2021 in your daily or weekly routine. When it comes to your job, if God has called you to do something in your job, it may mean moving towards doing a new course or something different in your field. Whatever it is that you find yourself in for 2021, I want to encourage you to start moving towards what God has in store for you. Moving to what He has, because it will bring you freedom, it will bring you life, and it will bring you hope. It can feel like the unknown, something that we haven't experienced before. We are leaving what is familiar to us, what we have always known, and even though we may not like it, even though we may not like our responses, even though we may not like our attitudes, even though we may not like our behavior, because it has become so familiar to us, it is this experience of leaving behind and moving towards what God has for us. Taking off an old coat of old behavior, old responses, old attitudes, old pain that has anchored you to something that God had never ever intended for you to be anchored to. Take off that coat and put on what God has for you. New attitudes, new behaviors, new responses, new plans and purposes. This morning, if you feel like you are standing in the doorway of transition, let me encourage you to take that step forward and move towards what God has for you this morning, because He has a great plan and a great destiny and hope for you. So what did they face? What did the children of Israel face and experience during this time of transition? The enemy tried to keep them in the place of confusion and doubt. In Exodus 14, verse 3, it says, "For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are bewildered by the land. The wilderness has closed them in." In other translations, it says it like this: they are entangled and wandering in the land. They are confused. The wilderness has shut them in. The wilderness has hemmed them in. The wilderness has trapped them in. You know, this is exactly how Pharaoh saw the children of Israel. And he wanted them to stay that way. He'd always seen them trapped. He'd always seen them enslaved. He'd always seen them confused. And he wanted them to stay hemmed in to slavery with no way out. But the good news is, this is not how God saw the children of Israel. He did not want them to stay that way. He didn't want them to stay in confusion. He didn't want them to stay in slavery. He didn't want them to stay in hopelessness. So He made a way where there was no way for them. And that is why He got them out of Egypt. What was their response when they saw the Egyptians coming after them? In verse 10 it says, "And when Pharaoh drew near to the children of Israel, lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid, and the children cried out to the Lord." You know, that was a natural response, to be fearful when suddenly you see the enemy coming after you. And it was natural to feel shaken and confused. And what did they say when they cried out to God? In verses 11 to 12, it says this: "Then they said to Moses, 'Because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? Is this not the word we told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness.'" Such words of hope this morning, weren't they? They allowed their fear to cause doubt in God. And they allowed their fear to impact their speech. And this led to them grumbling and complaining amongst themselves and against Moses. And it led to them rehearsing the same speech that they had been saying for a long time. You should have just left us in Egypt. What are we going to do? You should have just left us in Egypt to be slaves. You should have just left us there so that we could have died. We knew what was going on. But no, now we're out in the wilderness and what is going to happen? And even though they didn't want to be slaves anymore, the confusion and doubt was trying to keep them entangled and trapped to the old way of living. Let me encourage you this morning, don't allow confusion and doubt to keep you trapped to the old way of living. And this was exactly what the enemy wanted, for them to stay in confusion and to talk like they were trapped with no way out. During transition, have you ever found yourself rehearsing the same speech? But I've always done it this way. Do I really need to change? I should have just stuck to my old way of doing things. This is how I have always done it. And during transition, we too may face confusion and doubt and fear. And the enemy wants us to stay in that way. The enemy wants us to stay trapped, but there is a way out. You know, for example, trying to navigate a new way of relating to those around us, a setback during transition can leave us feeling confused and unsure. And it takes time. And it's natural to want to resort to what you've always done, resort to how you've always responded. I'm a big one for that because of familiarity. But let me encourage you this morning, there is a hope and there is a way out. During transition, they faced something that seemed insurmountable. They were faced with the Red Sea in front of them and the enemy behind them. This seemed insurmountable to them. What was going to happen? How were they going to get out of this situation? They couldn't see how God was going to do it. They couldn't see how God was going to get them to the promised land. And during transition, we too may face something that seems insurmountable, something that is just too hard, a mountain too big, a report too devastating. Lord God, how will it ever be moved? How will I see the victory? During transition, have you ever asked those questions? Lord, how is it going to happen? How is this behavior going to change? How is this mountain going to move? How will I see the breakthrough? You're not alone. During transition, they faced their emotions. In verse 8 of Exodus 14, it says, they went out in boldness, ready for what God had in store for them. But when they saw that Pharaoh and the Egyptians pursued them, they became fearful. What did they say to Moses? Is this not the word we told you in Egypt? Let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians. They chose to believe their own words rather than God's words of freedom. They allowed their emotions to change their position from belief to unbelief, from boldness to uncertainty. They allowed their emotions to change their perspective. It's just all too hard. They allowed their emotions to change their speech. Their emotions were trying to get them to stay in familiarity, what they had always known, rather than God's new way of living, which was freedom and life. During transition, we too will be faced with our emotions. One day we will feel bold as anything, and the next day we may begin to feel unsure. Facing our emotions will be a part of transition. I want to encourage you with that. But it's learning to navigate them and giving ourselves the time and space in which to do it. Not to rest on that, but giving ourselves time to work our way through the emotions that we will face during transition. And I want to encourage everyone else around here, for partners, family members, and friends, if you know a loved one is going through a transition, allow them the space as they navigate their emotions at this time. Allow for mistakes and celebrate the wins, because we're all on a journey and we're going to get there, amen? You know, years ago, I struggled with this feeling, overwhelming feeling of being overlooked. And I'd felt it for many years and it really impacted my relationships. So I really felt it in like my friendships and things like that. And just for an example, I had like a best friend and she went away with another friend on a holiday. And when they got back, I just had that unsettling feeling that things were going to change, that I was going to get overlooked. And as you would know it, the devastation hit me. She left me for this other friend, so to speak. We know that they became good friends. And it was like a lawyer. I was kept gathering information to prove my point. See, this just proves that I'm overlooked. See, this prevailing feeling that I keep feeling keeps happening in my friendships. What is going on? Why do I keep feeling like I'm overlooked? Why does it seem to happen with my friendships? Why does it seem to happen with things that I have desired and wanted in God? And other people may get that position, or maybe other people get that opportunity. God, what is it about me? Why do I keep feeling overlooked? What is it? What is going on? And one day I decide, you know what? I've had enough. I no longer want to live like this. So I decided I had to leave that feeling of being overlooked over there. And I had to move towards what God had in store for me, which was freedom, liberty, and life. Was it easy? No. But you know what? I spent a year, I reckon it was about a year, I made a decision at the start of this particular year. I said, whenever I get those thoughts of, you know what? You feel overlooked. See, this is what always happens to you. Whenever I started to get those thoughts, or I began to rehearse that speech in my mind, I said, stop, I am no longer going to say that to myself. I am no longer going to live that way. I am kicking, feeling overlooked that way, and I am moving towards what God has for me. And it took me a year, and I'm not saying that it was easy, and sometimes my emotions got the better of me. But you know what? I stand here today in freedom and liberty because I no longer suffer with feeling like I'm overlooked. Amen? That is God's goodness. That is God's goodness for your life. If something needs to be kicked that's over here at the start of 2021, let me encourage you to kick it away and move towards the reactions, move towards the behavior, move towards the plans and the purposes that God has for your life, because He is a good God and it will happen in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let me just turn the page. Now, the good news for you this morning is that during transition, they were encouraged by God. The children of Israel found themselves during this time overwhelmed by everything that was going on. The natural, the Red Sea, their emotions, the enemy chasing after them, their emotions of fear and doubt. But God did not want them to stay that way because He's so full of love and mercy and grace, and He didn't want them to stay that way or leave them like that. And in verse 13, it says, Moses answered the people, do not be afraid, stand firm, and you will see the deliverance or the salvation of the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never, ever, ever see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still and hold your peace. What a word of encouragement to the people at that time. You will never see this again. You will never see this reaction again. You will never see this behavior again. You will never see this failure again. You'll never see this particular piece of past that may be holding on to you, because God has so much for you. Stand firm and see the salvation of the Lord. God spoke to them to encourage them that He was in control, that He knew what He was doing, and that He would bring salvation. Likewise with us, if we are finding it hard during this time of transition, we know and struggling with what we find ourselves in. Be strengthened. God has you. He loves you and will encourage you. You will see the salvation of the Lord. During transition, they experienced the presence of God. They had the cloud by day and the fire by night of His presence to lead, to guide, to protect, and reassure and remind them that God was with them. You may not see it or feel it, but be encouraged. His presence is with you. He is a reality in your life, and the Holy Spirit is with you, guiding and leading you. During transition, they saw the salvation and the deliverance of the Lord. This time of transition was for them to see the miraculous power of God and for all the glory to go to Him. The amazing miracle of the parting of the Red Sea. Can you imagine it in your mind's eye? There's water everywhere. There's the enemy behind you. And suddenly the miraculous power of God comes and parts the Red Sea, and the children of Israel go through on dry land. What an amazing, miraculous power of God to be seen, to be demonstrated before their very eyes. And then the Egyptians went after them. And of course, we know the waters came back over and they were swallowed up and they never saw them again. Get ready to see the supernatural. Get ready to see the salvation and deliverance of our God. God encouraged them and gave them this instruction to stand firm. How can we do this? Two ways I want to look this morning. Number one is to stand firm on His word. During this time of transition, stand firm on His word and His truth and encourage yourself in the Lord. You know, declare what God says about you. For example, like me, if you're struggling with feeling overlooked, read the word. Jeremiah 29 verses 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a future and a hope." That is the God that we serve, who's got a great future and a plan for you. Declare what He has spoken over your life. For example, I remember getting a note when I was in Bible college. I handed in an essay and it was my results. But at the bottom of my results, my lecturer actually gave me a prophetic word. And I kept that piece of paper. It was a bit tatty, but I kept it for a long time and used to read what that was because it encouraged me. When I was at youth camp, one of my leaders gave me a word. And I used to listen to that over and over again as a young person. And today I still remember some of that word because it has encouraged me. It has reminded me of God's plans and God's purposes for my life. Declare His promises over your life. And doing so, it reminds you of what He has said to you. Write down His promises and put them in places where you can see and read them. It might be the fridge, might be the mirror. We all like looking at ourselves, surely. Just put it in the mirror. Or it could be a bedside table. As we know, and we're going to keep declaring, His word will not return void. Amen. His word will not return void. It will accomplish what it was sent out to do. His word is sharper than any two-edged sword. It is razor sharp. Not just sharp, it is razor sharp this morning. We don't fight against flesh and blood, so don't look to the natural to give you strength. Don't look to the natural to give you answers. Look to God, His word, His truth, because it is razor sharp. He is a supernatural God. Trust Him to do something supernatural. Trust Him to do something supernatural in your life. We need to stand firm in His truth, His word, and His promises for our lives. Stand firm in our emotions, stand firm in our thoughts, and stand firm in our speech. Let His word encourage us. In Psalm 119, verses 103, it says this: "How sweet are Your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Your word is a light to my path." And Ephesians 6:12-13 says this: "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground." And after you have done everything, to stand firm in His word, to stand firm in His truth, to stand firm in who He is. And number two, I want us to stand firm on His character. Stand during this time of transition, stand firm by focusing on God and His character. Have confidence and faith in the God you love and serve. Psalm 136 verses 1-3 says this: "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endures forever. He is good and He is goodness. He is love. He loves you so much. He is mercy. His mercies are new every morning, not just Mondays and sad days. His mercies are new every morning for us. We can rely and trust on the God that we love and serve this morning. He is a marvelous and He is a good God. He is the God of breakthroughs. He is the God of miracles. He is the God of salvation. He is our waymaker this morning. He is our God of miracles. He is our strength. You know, with Pharaoh pursuing them, did God change his mind? With the Israelites complaining, did God change his mind? With the Red Sea before them and the enemy behind them, did God change his mind? If you get a report from the doctor, does God change his mind about healing? If you're facing a mountain that just seems so big and how will I ever get through this, does that mean God changes his mind about breakthrough? No. If God has said it, he will do it. What is our position going to be this morning? Is it going to be standing firm on his word and who he is? Because he loves you so much and he wants freedom. He wants liberty. He wants hope for your life. He wants breakthrough. He wants miracles. He wants salvation. He wants healing for your life. He is a good God that we can trust this morning. Have an expectation that God will do it. It may not be how we're expecting, but still have an expectation because he will do it. He will fight for you. We just need to stand firm in his truth and stand firm in who he is. Why does God encourage us to stand firm? Because he knows we will have times during transition of feeling unsettled, of feeling shaken with what we're going through. In trying something new, a new practice, a new way of communicating, it can feel uncomfortable, even weird. But that's why we can stand firm in who God is. He's got us this morning. Our God is unshakable. We can stand firm in the fact that our God is unshakable. He'll be not moved by emotions. He'll be not moved by the natural because he's God and he is unshakable this morning. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So let's stand firm this morning in his word and who he is, his unshakable character. He's got you. He loves you and he is for you. And lastly, if I can just get everyone to stand, please. If you've been going through a time of transition, if you know that there's an area that God is wanting you to leave behind and move towards something that he has in store for you, then I believe this morning that God is wanting to pour out his amazing peace into your heart, into your life, and into your situation. His peace that gets rid of confusion. His peace that will still your emotions. His peace during this time. Be still and know that I am God. Be still that I've got you. Be still that my peace is for you. His peace surpasses all understanding, all doubts, all fears, and all uncertainties. He wants to encourage you with that he is with you and he has a great plan and purpose for your life. And this morning, as the worship team sing, if you know that you've been going through a time of transition, or if you know God is speaking to you about something, about leaving something behind and moving towards something that he has for you, I really, really believe that his peace is right here and it's settling on people's hearts. It's settling on people's lives right now in the name of Jesus. His unshakable peace, his peace that will surpass anything that you are going through right now. His peace is with you. He's just asking you right now, be still and know that I am God. I have got you and I am with you right now.